This audio file is a transcription of the CMI document. Since the document was written to be a printed document, there may be some elements that do not translate clearly. Accordingly, do not rely on this audio file, but use the printed CMI as the authoritative document. This is the consumer medicine information for LPV. Active ingredient, phenoxymethyl penicillin. This leaflet provides important information about using LPV. You should also speak to your doctor or pharmacist if you would like further information, or if you have any concerns or questions about using LPV. Where to find information in this leaflet? Why am I taking LPV? LPV contains the active ingredient, phenoxymethyl penicillin. LPV is an antibiotic that belongs to a group of medicines called penicillins. These antibiotics work by killing the bacteria that are causing your infection. LPV is used to treat infections in different parts of the body caused by certain bacteria. LPV may also be used to prevent infections before, during, and after surgery, but will not work against infections caused by viruses, such as colds. What should I know before I take LPV? Warnings. Do not take LPV if you are allergic to phenoxymethyl penicillin, any other penicillins, or to any of the ingredients listed at the end of this leaflet. Some of the symptoms of an allergic reaction may include shortness of breath, wheezing, or difficulty breathing, swelling of the face, lips, tongue, or other parts of the body, rash, itching, or hives on the skin. Always check the ingredients to make sure you can take LPV to treat any other medical conditions, unless instructed by your doctor. If the packaging is torn or shows signs of tampering, check with your doctor if you have allergies to any medicines, and in particular to cephalosporin antibiotics, foods, preservatives, or dyes. Have previously had or currently have any health issues, such as asthma. Have a potassium deficiency or have high potassium blood levels. Each LPV 250 mg capsule contains 28 mg potassium and each LPV 500 mg capsule contains 55 mg potassium. Take any medicines for any other condition. During treatment, you may be at risk of developing certain side effects. It is important you understand these risks and how to monitor for them. See additional information under Section 6. Are there any side effects? Pregnancy and breastfeeding. Check with your doctor if you are pregnant or intend to become pregnant. Talk to your doctor if you are breastfeeding or intend to breastfeed. Your doctor will discuss the risks and benefits of taking LPV while pregnant and breastfeeding. What if I'm taking other medicines? Tell your doctor or pharmacist if you are taking any other medicines, including any medicines, vitamins, or supplements that you buy without a prescription from your pharmacy, supermarket, or health food shop. Check with your doctor or pharmacist if you are not sure about what medicines, vitamins, or supplements you are taking, and if these affect LPV. How do I take LPV? How much to take? Your doctor will decide the best dose and how often you should take LPV. Follow your doctor's instructions and complete the full course prescribed by them, even if you begin to feel better after a few days. If you do not finish all your LPV, the bacteria causing your infection may not clear completely, or your symptoms may return. Swallow the capsules whole with a glass of water. When to take LPV? Take about 1 hour before food, or 2 hours after food. It can be taken with food, but it may not be as effective. If you forget to take LPV, LPV should be taken regularly at the same time each day. If you miss a dose, and it is almost time for your next dose, skip the dose you missed, and take your next dose when you are meant to. Do not take a double dose to make up for the dose you missed. If you take too much LPV, if you think that you have taken too much LPV, you may need urgent medical attention. You should immediately phone the Poisons Information Center by calling 131126, or contact your doctor, or go to the emergency department at your nearest hospital. You should do this even if there are no signs of discomfort or poisoning. What should I know while taking LPV? Things you should do. Keep all of your doctor's appointments so that your progress can be checked. Call your doctor straight away if your symptoms do not improve within a few days or become worse. If you do not feel well while taking LPV. If you experience any of the following, even if they occur several weeks after stopping treatment with LPV. Severe stomach cramps or pain. Severe watery or bloody diarrhea. with or without a fever. Do not take any diarrhea medication without first checking with your doctor. You may have a serious condition affecting your bowel requiring urgent medical attention. If you become pregnant while taking LPV, remind any doctor, dentist, or pharmacist you visit that you are taking LPV, especially if they're about to prescribe any new medication for you. Things you should not do. Do not take LPV to treat any other complaints unless your doctor tells you to. Do not give your medicine to anyone else, even if they have the same condition as you. Do not stop taking LPV or change the dosage without checking with your doctor. LPV must be taken for the full course as prescribed by your doctor. If you stop taking LPV without completing the full course, your condition may worsen. Driving or using machines. Be careful before you drive or use any machines or tools until you know how LPV affects you. LPV is not expected to affect your ability to drive or operate machinery. However, you should be careful with these activities until you know how LPV affects you. Children should be careful riding bicycles or climbing on playground equipment until you know how LPV affects them. Drinking alcohol. Tell your doctor if you drink alcohol. Drinking alcohol whilst taking medication is not recommended. Looking after your medicine. Store below 25 degrees Celsius. Store LPV in the blister pack until it is time to take them. Follow the instructions in the carton on how to take care of your medicine properly. Store it in a cool, dry place away from moisture, heat, or sunlight. For example, do not store it in the bathroom or near a sink or in the car or on windowsills. Keep it where young children cannot reach it. Getting rid of any unwanted medicine. If you no longer need to take this medicine or it is out of date, take it to any pharmacy for safe disposal. Do not use this medicine after the expiry date. Are there any side effects? All medicines can have side effects. If you do experience any side effects, most of them are minor and temporary. However, some side effects may need medical attention. See the information below, and, if you need to, ask your doctor or pharmacist if you have any further questions about side effects. Less serious side effects. Less serious side effects. Common side effects. Diarrhea. Nausea. Vomiting. Stomach pain. Fever. Black hairy tongue. Other side effects. Rash and itchiness. Sore throat. Difficulty swallowing and bringing up undigested food. What to do? Speak to your doctor if you have any of these less serious side effects and they worry you. Serious side effects. Serious side effects. Severe stomach cramps or pain. Severe watery or bloody diarrhea. Fever when associated with the above symptoms. Sudden signs of allergy such as skin reactions with swelling of the face, lips, tongue, or other parts of the body. Shortness of breath, wheezing, or trouble breathing. What to do? Call your doctor straight away or go straight to the emergency department at your nearest hospital if you notice any of these serious side effects. Tell your doctor or pharmacist if you notice anything else that may be making you feel unwell. Other side effects not listed here may occur in some people. Reporting side effects. After you have received medical advice for any side effects you experience, you can report side effects to the Therapeutic Goods Administration online at www.tga.gov.au/reporting-problems. By reporting side effects, you can help provide more information on the safety of this medicine. Always make sure you speak to your doctor or pharmacist before you decide to stop taking any of your medicines. Product details. This medicine is only available with a doctor's prescription. 1 LPV 250 mg capsules contain active ingredient, main ingredient, phenoxymethylpenicillin as the potassium salt. Other ingredients, inactive ingredients, brilliant blue FCF, carbon black, erythrocene, gelatin, magnesium stearate, upper code black A10259, sunset yellow FCF, titanium dioxide, potential allergens, none. 1 LPV 500 mg capsules contain active ingredient, main ingredient, phenoxymethylpenicillin as the potassium salt. Other ingredients, inactive ingredients, brilliant blue FCF, erythrocene, gelatin, magnesium stearate, upper code black A10259, sunset yellow FCF, titanium dioxide, potential allergens, none. Do not take this medicine if you are allergic to any of these ingredients. What does LPV looks like? LPV 250 mg capsules, opaque red cap and opaque gray body with LPV 250 printed in black ink on cap and body. They come in a blister pack of 50 capsules. Registration number, Ostar 66510. LPV 500 mg capsules, red opaque cap and pink body with LPV 500 printed in black ink on cap and body. They come in a blister pack of 50 capsules. Registration number, Ostar 66511. Who distributes LPV? Inova Pharmaceuticals, Australia Pty Limited. Level 10, 12 Help Street. Chatswood, New South Wales 2067. Telephone 1-800-63-0056. This leaflet was prepared in December 2022.